BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has said Israel needs to be cautious before they attack Qatar again. He was speaking to reporters at an airfield in New Jersey.
They have to do something about Hamas, but Qatar has been a great ally to the United States. A lot of people don't know that. So Israel and everybody else, we have to be careful. When we attack people, we have to be careful.
Earlier, the Qatari Prime Minister, Sheikh Al Thani, told the international community to stop using double standards and punish Israel for what he called its crimes. He was speaking at an initial meeting ahead of an emergency summit he's called of Arab and Muslim leaders on Monday. Palestinian medical sources say more than 50 people have been killed by the Israeli military in Gaza since dawn on Sunday. Israeli airstrikes are continuing to destroy homes in Gaza City as it tries to force the population southwards. Israel says it's targeting Hamas surveillance centres. Wera Davis is in Jerusalem.
There's been increasingly intensive Israeli airstrikes on Gaza for the last week or so. Benjamin Netanyahu said in the middle of last week that they'd destroyed 50 buildings in recent days, specifically some of these big high towers, but also reportedly some individual houses. Now, Israel always denies that it's involved in any scorched earth policy. Israel says that when it does destroy buildings, it does so for operational reasons. Much of Gaza City is now the focus of these Israeli airstrikes. Israel does issue evacuation orders in many cases, but often just hours before those buildings are completely destroyed.
The far-right AfD party in Germany is projected to win more than triple its share of the vote in the country's most populous state. Exit polls say the party finished third overall in local elections in North Rhine-Westphalia, with around 16.5% of the votes. Chancellor Merz's Christian Democrats appear to have won the election with around 34% of votes. Some of the biggest television shows of the past year are in the running for prizes at the 77th Emmy Awards taking place in Los Angeles. Apple TV's science fiction show Severance is favourite for Best Drama Series. David Willis, who's at the ceremony, has more details.
27 Emmy nominations. That's a sci-fi thriller directed by Ben Stiller. That is going to be one of the miniseries to beat here. As far as the comedy section is concerned, we've got a longer running series up against a new one, if you like, in the sense the White Lotus up against The Studio. And The Studio is a Seth Rogen made production, which basically lampoons all of this stuff, all of the Hollywood razzmatazz. It's proved incredibly popular here.
World news from the BBC. Australia's online safety watchdog says the US-based gaming company Roblox has agreed to limit the risk of adults grooming children on its popular platform. It said Roblox had pledged new protection measures, including blocking adults from speaking with children under the age of 16. The regulator has introduced a number of rules to shield Australian children from what it termed lawful but awful content. A Fox News presenter has had to apologise on air for saying mentally ill homeless people should be executed. Brian Kilmeade made the comments on an episode of Fox and Friends last week. Here's Paddy Maguire.
The incident that prompted Brian Kilmeade's suggestion was the murder last month of a Ukrainian woman on a commuter train in North Carolina. Graphic security video of Irina Zarutska being stabbed in an unprovoked attack quickly became another strand in the ongoing debate about crime in American cities. The man arrested for her killing was homeless and suffering from mental health issues and had an extensive criminal history. In a debate with his fellow hosts about whether such homeless people should simply be put behind bars, Mr. Kilmeade suggested that instead they should be killed by involuntary lethal injection.
Barcelona Football Club has played its first home fixture of the season in front of a crowd of just 6,000 spectators because of delays in the renovation of their Camp Nou stadium with its 105,000 capacity. Barcelona still thrashed Valencia 6-0. The king of South Africa's Zulu community has challenged a professor to a traditional stick fight after he was accused of wasting money. Mrs. Zulu Kazwelatini made the challenge to Professor Musa Kulu before a crowd of thousands at the annual ceremony, the Reed Dance. The king accused the professor of insulting the Zulu nation without specifying which remarks had prompted his ire. BBC News.